Tuesday the 15th of January, Ches Shavat, Zion Abraham David, in Yonei Tefillah.
The Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tzadik Ches, says, HaMitpalel Tzarich Sheikaven Milibo Perush HaMilot SheMotzi Mitzvatzav. He has to have in mind and understand the words he is saying. V'yachshov ki'ilu ha'shchina kenegdo. V'yaseh kol ha'machshavot v'atodot melibo. A man who stands for tefillah, when we come to pray the Amidah, Shmoneh Esrei, he's got to mekaven libo, it seems from the Shulchan Aruch, for two things. Pirush ha'mili, he's got to know what he's saying, and he's got to know that he's standing before the Shekhinah, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yachshov kilu haya medaber lifnei melech bosa odam. V'haya mesader, if he was speaking in front of a king of flesh and blood, he'd be sure that he put his, said his words carefully. Mesader devarav, umekaven bahem yafeh, lebal yitasher, they shouldn't make any mistakes. Kal v'chomer, lifnei melech malchei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only you're standing in front of a king who hears what you're saying, you're standing in front of a king who knows what's in your heart. And that is how you should feel when you stand in tefillah of the Shmoneh Esrei. Then the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Siman Kuf Aleph, HaMitpalel Tzarich Sheitaven Bekol HaBrachot. V'gam אם אינו יכול, אם אינו יכול לכוון בכולם, לפחות יכוון בעבוד. If a person should have to kavana for all the whole tefillah, all the 19 brachos, but if he cannot manage, if he can manage to mikaven just in the bracha of avot, which is for until Magen Avraham, ואם לא כיוון בעבוד, אף על פי שכיוון בכל שאר הברכות, יחזור ויתפלל. But if he didn't manage to have a kavana for avot, even if he had kavana for the other brachot, he has to go back and pray. The Rambam says, "Ve'id na'in chozim b'shvil chesaron kavana." We don't go back because we haven't had the right kavana. Shein shibakhazarat charov hu shelo yikaven. Lama yachzor? If it's almost certain he won't be mikaven, so what he go back for? We'll come back to this a bit later. But here we see in the Shulchan Aruch seems to split up the two halachot. One halacha, he says what you have to do. And in the Shulchan Aruch itself, it's not so difficult. Because we could say the first halacha is telling you what you really have to do, lechatchila. And the halacha in Kuf Aleph, Tzarich Sheikaven bekol habrachot, if he cannot have that kavana in all the brachot, then he should at least have it in avos. So that's the b'di'evet stand. The Rambam brings these two halachot, it seems like it. The Rambam Perek Dalet, the Hilchos Tefillah says, Chamisha Divarim Me'akvim Et HaTefillah. Apapi Shegiya Zmana. And he enumerates five things which disturb and stop Tefillah. That means, if you're not, you don't do these things, it's better for you to delay the Tefillah. Don't pray. Even if the avos zman, even if the time is going to pass, says Rambam, and then the Rambam goes on and says, in halacha, Tetzvav, in the same perek, kavanas alev ketzad. He explains what is kavanas alev. Kol tefila she'ena bekavana. Ain't a tefillah. We mitpalel b'lo kavana, chozer mitpalel b'kavana. Any tefillah which is not said with kavana is not called a tefillah. And therefore, he has to go back and say the tefillah again. Matzah da'ato mishubeshet, if he finds he can't concentrate, wait. Sit down and take your time until you're able to concentrate and have tefillah, say your tefillah b'kavana. The next halacha, he says, Ketzad hi ha-kavana. What is this kavana you need, שיפנה את ליבו מכל מחשבותיו, ויראה עצמו כאילו עומד לפני השכינה. He should clear his mind of any other thoughts, and he should know, and he should have in mind, that he's standing before the Shekhinah. Now here, we have, then the Rambam goes on in Perek Yud, a few prokim later, this in Perek Dalet, where he's explained, it seems to explain everything, what is Tefillah, what the requirements of Tefillah, this is Me'akev in Tefillah, and therefore you should have this thought, and he explains what the thoughts are. And then in Perek Yud he goes on and he says, Mi shitpalel ve'lo kivin libo yachzor v'yispalel be'kavona. If a person didn't have kavona and he prayed, he goes back and he prays again. V'im kivin et libo be'bracha v'shoina shuv eino tzarich. But if he had kavona for the first bracha, that's about again, then he doesn't have to go back. It's interesting to note. Now, why the Rambam split these two halakhot up? In the first halacha, the Shulchan Aruch could explain. Shulchan is telling me halacha lechatchila what you have to do. And b'diavad, if you didn't do it, so you're yotze. But the Rambam speaks about the divine shemakvim et tefillah. He talks about the things which are stopping you from tefillah. How come he said then later on he says that only b'diavad, if you said avot, it is like you are yotze. And that's one. There's another difference in the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say that if, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you can be mitkavened avot, that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'im lo kiri, he says, ve'im bekulam, if he cannot be mitkavened in the whole tefillah, lefachot yikaven be'avot. If he can mitkaven be'avot, it would seem from the Shulchan Aruch that you can pray. I know I can't concentrate on the whole tefillah, but I can just mitkaven on avot. So the Shulchan Aruch says he can pray, but if he didn't mitkaven avot, then he lost it. The Rambam doesn't bring that. He doesn't say if he can be mikaven in avot, he should pray. The Rambam says that if he was not mikaven in avot, then he should go back. But if he was mikaven in avot, then he doesn't have to go back. That's what the Rambam says. So it's a bidiyevit, a complete bidiyevit halacha. And we have to understand why the Rambam says that. Because there's a Gemara. When the Gemara brings in Brochas, Daf Lamed Dalet or Mubet, the Gemara brings over there the Braisa, which says that a person who can be Mikaven, that he should be Mikaven in all the Tefillah, and if he can't be Mikaven, if he can only Mikaven in others, he can pray. And brings it like a Lechachila. That's the Gemara in Brochas Daf Lamed Dalet. And the Rambam seems to say, use it only as a Bidiyavad. If you had Kavana in others, then you don't have to go back. But I didn't say you can pray in the first place if you can have Kavana only in others. Rav Chaim, so here are these two Rambams. In one place, the Rambam is saying, seems to say that you have to have Kavana in the whole Tefillah. Where the Vari Me'akvim Et HaTefillah. The whole Tefillah. And in the other, in Halacha, Yud, in Perek Yud, he says, if you had Kavana in others, then you don't have to go back. Rav Chaim, in Al Rambam, he makes out the two dinim in tefillah, two basic dinim in tefillah. The first din is, he says, which is gufa tefillah. He says a person has to know he's standing before the Shekhinah. He's standing before the Shekhinah and he's praying to Hashem Hakol Yochol, and that is the kavana, and also the kavana of. He has to have, if you say, mitzvah tzlichus kavona, that your kavona is fulfilling a mitzvah. He says that's the basis of tefillah. If a person doesn't have that kavona, then it's like he didn't pray at all. It's like with asek. You know, a person doesn't know he's praying for Hashem, he's just saying things. You know, who are you saying to? What are you saying? So therefore, in that case, says Rav Chaim, that kavona, that you're standing with near Hashem, that's guf of tefillah, and if you don't have that kavona, it's like, mit'asek, you're not really doing tefillah at all. And that is for the whole tefillah, as the pasuk mashmos of the Rambam is in Perek Dalet. That a person has to know he's standing before the Shekhinah, Kifnei Libo, and he's standing before Hashem Yitbarach, and he's praying to him. That kavana is me'akev for the whole tefillah, according to Rambam. The second halacha, says, and that could be even a deraisa, says the Midrash, you're not your tefillah if you don't have that kavana. There's another kavana which is halachos which Chachamim gave, what tefillah should, what should be in tefillah. And he says those are pratim, that's a tefillah, part of tefillah. But those things, that is where you should have no pirush hamilim. Yes, how you should say your words, mechatek diburo, do all the properly. Those are halachot in tefillah. Those are halachot in tefillah. And there he says that helps if you have kavana and others. You should have, of course, you should know what you're saying in the whole tefillah. But it's only me'akev in others. If you didn't say in others, you didn't say, you didn't have that kavana of knowing what you're saying, the words you're saying out, then your tefillah, it stops your tefillah. But if you hand in others, then your tefillah is considered a tefillah. That is how the Rambam puts it, according to Rav Chaim. We'll see the Gemara in a minute, but Rav Chaim, but there are some difficulties in Rav Chaim, because Rav Chaim, according to Rav Chaim, the Rambam, he's saying a halachot, and he's telling you what you should do. The halacha in Perek Dalet is quite clear. You've got to have in Kavana, you're standing before the Shekhinah. But when Rambam speaks about the second halacha, he speaks in halacha Yud, and he says, and he said he was mitaven in others. If it's a different Kavana to what he mentioned in Perek Dalet, he should have said so. He should have said, what Kavana am I talking about? Pirusha Milim, and some other halachos. Rambam doesn't say anything about that Kavana. It would seem it's the same Kavana as he said before. That's a big difficulty in replying. Besides others which are chronim after. But that difficulty is, and Rav Chaim doesn't seem to touch on the point why the Rambam changes from the Gemara. Now let's just see what the Gemara says. There are two Gemaras. There's one Gemara in Daf Lamed Amud Bet, where the Gemara says, in Daf Lamed brings down a few cases the Gemara in Daf Lamed says that there were Amoraim, Tanoim, Rabbi Yanai, who Rabbi Yochanan said, I saw Rabbi Yanai pray and he was chozer b'tefillah. He went back on his tefillah. So the Gemara says, why did he go back on his tefillah? Moses, if it's because of Kavona, right? So if he's approved, it can't be that. But it seems that if he did not have Kavona and Tefillah, he would have to go back. He went back. And there's another Gemara later on where the Gemara says about Rabbi Zera asked me, he saw him pray and repeat his prayer. So he says, why did you repeat your prayer? If it's because you didn't have Kavona the first time, yeah? In Rizev Kavona the first time, so you should not have prayed at all. The Lord said, "Loi le'lam yemod Adam, im yachol yitpalel, he should pray lekaven yitpalel. If not, he shouldn't pray." So therefore, how come you allowed yourself to pray if you didn't think you could have Kavona? So therefore, it's talking about something else. He brings it that it's not going on the Kavona tefillah. He went back because of Rosh Chodesh, some other reason. But you see from the Gemara that we see there that if a person didn't have Kavona, he goes back. He has to go back for the tefillah. And he can't stand and pray if he doesn't feel he can have Kavona for his tefillah. And the Gemara doesn't make any difference over there whether it's avot or it's not avot. Makes a difference in the whole tefillah. Right? Later on, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Dalet brings down the Braisa there because the Mishnah says there that if a person makes a mistake in the first bracha, he has to go back. Gemara says, what are we talking about? If we're talking about Kavona, so the Gemara says over there, brings it on the Braisa. The Braisa says that if a person should be recovering all the tefillah, but if he can only make, if he's only recovered, can be recovered in one, then he's okay. He can pray. And the Gemara says, what is that others? So over there the Gemara seems to say that if you recover in others, then you can pray the tefillah. You're allowed to pray your tefillah. And the Gemara, Stam the Gemara in Daf Lamed, didn't make any difference between others and not others. Says Toises on the spot. Toises asks this question, seems to ask it. And he says, look, you know what we have to say? We have to say that Gemara is also talking about others. Even the Gemara didn't say it. I have a few questions. Lechora, there are a few questions on that. He'll be talking about Amoraim. Tanoim. Yeah? Comes along and he has matmi on him. How could you pray if you didn't know you could have kavana? So hard to have kavana for one brocha. If you all like the Gemara Lamed Dalet, if you can have kavana for one brocha, you can pray. So what's the big matmiya? How could you pray if you lo yamod leam yamod adam yachol etaven or not? You're matmiya on this amora, on this tana. How he could pray if he could? Maybe he thought he could have. He had kavana on one brocha. It's not the hardest thing. It's not the greatest thing. And talk about tanoim. Because of that, the Rambam didn't learn like Tosfos. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh, everybody goes on like Tosfos. And they say it's these two Gemaras go with each other. That lechatchila you should have kavana on the whole tefillah. But if you have kavana for others, then that's fine. You can make kavana for others. You can pray. And that's how Tosfos learned. And the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. The two halachas, he brings those two gemaras as one. That you need pirush hamili, and you have to have the one of the chatila for the whole tefillah. And if you don't, it's good enough that you have a kavana for the others. If you have a kavana for others, but the Rambam, that's the day we learned in Brisk. The Rambam, you know, he takes the gemaras to peshuta. This gemara is talking about the whole tefillah. Here's the gemara talking about. Well, that. So Rav Chaim makes two dinim from it. He says this Gemara is talking about Yamod Lefnei Hashem, which is that basic kavana, otherwise it's mitasek. The second Gemara is talking about obviously means the kavana of Pirush Hamili. But Rambam didn't say that. Rambam should have explained that, like we asked before. And why only B'dievet? According to the Gemara in Lamed Dalet, if you know you can pray and be kavin for obviously you can pray. And Rambam says Mashma Jefka B'dievet. If he prayed and he had kavana, then he doesn't have to go back. So these are the difficulties. What I would like to say, maybe the Rambam is got these two Gemaras seem to contradict. The Rambam is saying that you've got one sub here which seems to say that you need a whole tefillah kavana. The other seems to say only over those of them. So Rambam does a lechumra. He takes the lechumra, he's poisek lechumra. That means that he takes on like the Gemara, of course you have to have the whole kavana for the whole tefillah. And not only that, and that which the Brayta says over there that you have kavana for one, you can pray. He says, but according to the Gemara and the Avramit, you can't pray if you can have kavana only for others. You've got to have kavana for the whole lot. How can he? How, like the Gemara asks, Lelam yabod adabim yacholit palel. If he can pray, then only he should pray. And if that's, and therefore, just if you know you can pray only others, it's not good enough. The Gemara is talking about the whole tefillah. And that Gemara in the Avlamid Dalet, yeah, where he seems to say that it's enough kavana for others, he's got a suffix. So suffix, he goes to Chumra. And he says that you have to pray the whole tefillah. And only b'diavad, if you had kavana for in others, then you don't have to go back. But if you come, if you want to pray, then you have to know you can pray, you have to pray, have kavana, you have to go have kavana for the whole tefillah. Yasim makshavto, and he should understand. And it's not two dinim. It's one din. Whatever the kavana he meant in halacha perek dalet, he also meant in perek yud. And that's why Rambam only brings a b'dievet in that. So basically, we've got a machloket here, according to the Shulchan Aruch. If you can be mekaven in others, you're allowed to pray. According to Rambam, if you can only mekaven in others, you're not allowed to pray. You should wait till you get your mind clear. You'll be able to concentrate. And Shulchan Aruch puts these two halachas, Pirush HaMilim and the Kavana and Lifnei Hashem, all together. Now, we have a question. According to the Rambam, what does Rambam hold by Pirush HaMilim? Do you need a Kavana for Pirush? Do you have to have Kavana for Pirush HaMilim or not? I want to show you the words of the Shulchan Aruch. And this is a point which maybe the Rambam also is agreeing on. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Hamitpalel saleh shikaven bilibo, pirush hamilut shomotzi bisfatav, veyachshov kiilu shchina negdo, yasir kol makshavet todot oto ad shetishael makshavto vekavanro zacha betfila." ויחשוב כאילו היה מדבר לפני מלך בוסו ודם. היה מסדר דברה ומכוון בהן יפה לבל יקשם חסוי שלום. לפני מלך מלך הקודש ברוך הוא. שהוא חוקר כל המחשבות. וכך היו עושים החסידים ראשונים, and then he said, why is it שחוקר כל המחשבות? Shulchan Aruch is telling us, why do I have to? Of course I have to, standing לפני השם. But that's not enough. I said, even my pirush המילים which I have to say, because I'm standing in front of Hashem. More than Melech Basar Vedam. When I stand before Melech Basar Vedam, maybe you make a good speech, even if you don't know what you're saying. Learn it by heart, and you say it. But in front of Hashem, you can't do that. You've got to know what you're saying. Hashem knows what you're thinking. If your mind is on something else and just saying words, that is not acceptable. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So he puts that all in one halacha. That you're standing lifnei Hashem and Hashem knows what you're thinking about. And therefore, you should know what you're saying. You can't dream off. Just say the words and dream off. You've got to know what you're saying. And that was the Shulchan. Maybe some of us are like that. Standing lifnei Hashem is koilel everything. It's koilel everything. But it's not two halachas. It's all the same halacha. In one place, the Rambam brings what you should do and what's akev the tefillah. But he goes, because of the sophic in halachas, when he's talking about halachas of bidiyavad, what happens, are you yotzei if you did something bidiyavad or not? Then there he brings the halacha, the bidiyavad, if you had kavona and others, we accept that. You don't have to be chozer for that tefillah. So that's a good Rambam. The Ramon comes along and he really, he says here in Kuf Aleph, Ve'aidno. The Shulchan Aruch says, because if he's not becoming the others, he goes back. Says the Ramon, Ve'aidno ein choizim b'shvil chasorun kavona. She'af mechazara karov hu shelo yikaven. Inke lama yachzor. So he says, because almost certainly, I find that so difficult. Shouldn't be choizim, because you're not even sure that we'll be able to becoming in one brocha. On others, he says, karov. שלא יקבן אם כן, למה יחזור? שאז בחזרה כל הוא שלא יקבן. אז זה לא דרומו. And the fact is, even the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that we do our chozer, the Chol Yitzhak are not like that. The Bilti Yosef. And he said, the Minag is not like that. The Shulchan Aruch, you should be able to. He said, but the Minag is not. Not to be choizim for chasor and kavona. Comes to Bishabura, a very interesting point. He says, what happens if we forget, we just realize, we started the first bracha. We started the bracha, and in the middle of the bracha, before we come to Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avraham, we realize that, oh, I didn't have Kavona. What should we do? Yeah? So the Chayodim seems to say, so go back to Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov. Right? And then just carry on. Yeah? So really, because you're not going back and making another bracha. Right? Then he brings down another case, that's Chayoda. And Shabur agrees with him in that. Then he brings another case. What happens after Magen Avraham? Atah Gibor, you realize, I didn't have Kavona before. What should you do? So Chayoda wants to say that from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Moritz Mashma, if you finish your tefillah, then you don't go back. But if you're still in you're still in there, then maybe, sorry, then you go back. Right? Sorry, only when you finish the tefillah, you don't go back. So he wants to say, when you come to that Atah Gibor, the Chayorim wants to say, you don't go back. You just carry on. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, the Rabbi Yehoshua asks, how come? Now, if you say you're not Yotzev in Magen, with the first bracha, you haven't had Kavana for it. So how come you can carry on? You're making more brachas for nothing. That's not a tefillah. So the Bira Locha says, you know what you have to do? He says, you have to wait. If you're in shul, you have to wait for chazora. You have to wait for the chazora. And stop there, wait for the chazora. Hear the shliach tzibur saying the first bracha, and then carry on. So that you shouldn't put yourself in making more brachas for nothing. But the Chayodim seems to say that you can carry on. I think the Sfarah that Chayodim holds, like there's a Sefer Chesed Lalafim, who brings down that Bidiavad, he wants to say that it's not called Bracha Levatola, it's called the Tefillah, even if he didn't have Kavona at all. That's what he wants. So maybe that's what the Chayodim is relying on that. So then hopefully you don't go back and start all over again, but you carry on. Yeah. So this is a Machloket, Mishnah Berurah, and the Chayodim, what you do. I just want to finish with one good word, which Ryan had in the parasha, last week's parasha. We had, you know, it says Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came out, he wanted, Paro asked him, I want you to pray for the Borat, take away the Borat. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Achi Yitzimeir, I can't do it unless I go out of the city. And there I'll put my hand up and I'll pray, and the Borat will stop. So Rashi says, why can't you pray in the city? Because full of Gilulim, full of the Zorah. And we, you know, the halachas, which we learn out from here. The Tumas Hadeshen says that a person is on the way and he's going to a city which is full of Avodah Zarah, pray on the way. If you want to be disturbed, pray on the way, don't pray in that city. Yeah? But anyway, he didn't want to pray, he didn't pray in the city. The Mechilta later on says, when it says, HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Kodashim, Wadabeh Hashem Moshe Elemot, Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, what's that Be'eretz Mitzrayim? Is not the Krach. It's not in the city of Mitzrayim. You know where? It's outside the city. Why? If Moshe makes a Kal Vachomer, if Moshe did not pray in the city, he had to say, so how much more so the Shekhinah will not appear to Moshe to give him Nevuah in the city. So it must have been outside the city. I ask a simple question. Tell me, you know, what is the Kal Vachomer? If Moshe Rabbeinu feels he cannot pray in a city where there's Avodah Zarah. This is his kavanas, his thing. He can't pray where his prayer disturbs him. His prayer disturbs him. Yeah? What is the raya that the Shekhinah, when need be, will not speak to him in the city? He wants to communicate with him, give him a nevuah in the city. But Moshe himself, he doesn't want to pray. He can't pray where there's Avodah Zarah, which is disturbing him. So what is that Kal Vachomer? Rabotai, I want you to know, I think this is Emet. The thing is like this. When we say, like we read in the halakha, that a person has to know he's standing lifnei Hashem. A person has to know, not just I'm thinking, I'm standing lifnei Hashem. If you prepare yourself, and you believe, and you stand lifnei Hashem for tefillah, Hashem is standing in front of you. He's there. And the Shekhinah is with you, and he's standing in front of you. That's the machshava we have to have. And that's a fact. And that's what happened. When Moshe had to pray to Hashem, at the minute he said his prayer, Hashem was there. It was not just things, something for Moshe. Hashem was there in front of him. And that is the Kal Vachomer. If already just for the prayer, Hashem is there on that level, and he won't be there if there's a belief, how much more so for a Nevuah, which is even much greater. And that's the Kal Vachomer, which we say. So a person should have in mind these wonderful thoughts of the Reb Chaim, that he stands before Hashem, that is Me'akibet Tefillah, even though maybe you don't know, but there is such an opinion that the whole Tefillah we should know we're standing in Hashem for Tefillah. And the Kavonas we should have, Lechat Chila for the whole Tefillah. And if not, at least for others. And we should know that's also only a behavior according to Rambam. It's not what you can do in the first place. And how much person work on himself to have the right Kavonas. And remember that the Shekhinah is before you when you say tefillah.